Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
Yeah, I think I always find it very interesting, whatever the Imam al-Islam explains about Jesus, peace be upon him. And he's got a whole book, The 13th Disciple, and that's available. People can download that on the Savior of Mankind website. And it that talks about the question of the cross, because there's a famous passage in the Quran talking about the crucifixion and indicating that things were not really as they appeared. And then he gives a detailed explanation for that. But there's also the question of the virgin birth, which he covers in this atheism delusion, because you know, anybody that understands the genetics of human beings understands that women in general have two X chromosomes, and men have an X and a Y chromosome. And so if you have a virgin birth of Mary, peace be upon her, and you say that you have a son, then the question is, where did the Y chromosome come from? And so there's also a passage in the Quran that compares, in a way, Adam to Jesus, peace be upon them. And the Imam al-Islam explains this in detail, as he does everything. And much of what he says is very dense, in the sense that like this article that I wrote on the Savior of Mankind website, it's, I think, very short, like a paragraph, like a sentence or two. And I spent, I don't know how many paragraphs explaining what I understood from this, because there's so much that he puts into very few words. And in the atheism delusion, he covers this topic: how can a woman have a male son without having a intercession of a male, a father, a husband, to create a son? Because that's where the Y chromosome would come from normally. And so he gives a detailed genetic explanation, let's say a scientist said, your religion says that Mary, a woman, had a son through a virgin birth. How can that be? Where does this Y chromosome come from? And his answer is as if to that question. And he gives a scientific explanation. It's just 100% pure science of how exactly this could happen from a plausible scientific perspective, explaining the presence of a Y chromosome in a son from a woman without the intercession of a man. And then he gives the key points of what exactly would have to happen to have this be a reasonable, logical thing. Not that it would be an easy thing, not that it would be a common thing, but that it does make 100% pure scientific sense. And I would encourage everybody who wants to read that to get the book when it's available and to read it for themselves. Like I said, so many things that he explains, you don't have to believe anything about Ahmed al-Hassan, peace be upon him. You don't have to believe anything. Just read what he says. See if it makes sense. Ask yourself, if you doubt the science, ask a scientist if this makes sense. I've looked at it. I've read it. I've seen what he says. It's the most amazing explanation I have ever seen. And I also did a search. I thought, has anybody ever said this? So I did a search for this, and it's interesting because people have kind of had little bits of this explanation, but they've never pieced it all together like he did. At least I've never found anybody that has explained what he explained for a scientific explanation for a son being born to a woman, a virgin.
Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.